Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts, I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Another session of sanity. At least I think it's a session of sanity. That's just me. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look at, head up to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe. If you use promo code Joe, you will save some money. You know, capitalists aren't against saving money. You know that, right? But what we are against is you paying too much, number one. And you supporting organizations that support people that are 180 degrees from what you believe, what you believe to be true, what you stand for. Is that really something you guys want to do? I would go out of my way to make sure that I'm only buying from companies that support the same programs, processes, people that I support. Otherwise, I'm not interested. I'm not interested in having you around. I'm not interested in you being part of my family, so to speak, right? So Mike Lindell has said, look it, go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe. I'm telling you, you will save a boatload of money. I didn't make the rules. He did. You're going to save between 60 and 70%. Some of them are 2-for-1, depending on what you're buying and what you're doing. Check it out. Can't hurt. Right? Just saying. All right. Oh, God. There's so much stuff here. Do you guys remember way back when there was a fella in Seattle, CEO of a company, and he took a pay cut so he could pay his employees $70,000 a year, right? I'm sorry. He reduced his pay in 2015 by $1 million. To $70,000, all right? So that others in the company could earn more money. I'll tell you why I know that's wrong even going in. So he's the CEO of a credit card processing company, Gravity Payments. He resigned this week. Now, in 2015, he announced that he was giving himself a drastic pay cut to help cover the cost of big raises for his employees. Earlier this year, Seattle prosecutors charged Price with misdemeanor assault and reckless driving. Prosecutors say that Price tried to forcibly kiss a woman in his car, then grabbed her throat when she refused to kiss him. That's terrible. He pleaded guilty. So he said, my number one priority is for our employees to work the best company in the world, but my presence has become a distraction. I also need to step aside from these duties to focus full-time on fighting false accusations made against me. So I'm not really going anywhere. I just need time to deal with these things. So, good for him, if those things that he's working on is for him, right? But his brother, Lucas, sued him back in 2015, alleging that Dan Price was overpaying himself. King County judge ruled that Dan had not violated Lucas' rights as a minority shareholder. Now, allegations that Price had abused his ex-wife also surfaced. I mean, it just, once one thing happens, it just goes on and on and on from there. They claim that he waterboarded her, that he beat her. I mean, usually people will pile on, and that's, you know, that's really the bad part about it. They really will. They'll pile on, and it ain't cool, and it isn't right. But again, you know, how are these companies doing? And he was, maybe he was overpaying himself. I don't know. Speaking of some crazy stuff, you know, did you hear that the Finnish Prime Minister, Sanna Marin, she's under fire after party videos surfaced. Now, I was watching those things, and it shows her dancing, I guess is what you would call it, at a private apartment with friends. She's 36 years old. She's been criticized by opposition members of parliament for leaked videos in which the prime minister parties with rappers, social media influencers, and other Finnish celebrities. She defended her actions and comments to reporters. She said, look, I have a family life. I have a work life. I have a free time to spend with my friends. Pretty much same as other people my age. She said, I'm going to be exactly the same person as I've been until now, and I hope that everyone accepts that. So, you know, again, when you think about this, she's the youngest prime minister. She's regularly appeared at music festivals, nightclubs. You know, when do we start? This is what the way the world's going. Notice that she's not hanging out with other states people. She's not hanging out with other people that you know about legislation, that kind of thing. She's hanging out with influencers and celebrities. That's what we become. AOC is not a legislator. She's an influencer. Right? I mean, look it through. First of all, it's our fault because we keep electing people that don't do legislation. I mean, Washington has been stuck in the mud, at this point, in the cement for decades. But you look across the country, look at him, look at Canada's prime minister. These people are, they're not statesmen. Again, they are. They're influencers, they're social mediaites. Many supporters boast that Marin's frequent partying with celebrities brings youth and sense of cool to the office, while detractors claim the public exposure, lack of professionalism is unbecoming for a world leader. And I believe that to be truth. Still more than that on the other side of the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance. insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I like it. Joe Mazzino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROLL Joe. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. All right? I think this goes right along with the story I'm reading. I mean, these people are amazing to me. You have, think about something. Again, I'm going to say it. I know I said it the other day, but I'm going to say it again. In 100 years, we've gone from teaching Latin and Greek in high school to teaching remedial English in college. Remedial English in college. Anyway. The we're talking about the Prime Minister of Finland. She is 36 years old and loves the party. She loves to be with, you know, other young influencers and celebrities. I think she is the world's youngest prime minister. Hey, this is what they wanted, right? And this is not her first scandal involving her public conduct. Now, what people are saying is that, look, her partying, her being with the young people, it brings a certain coolness to government. I don't want government to be cool. I want them to do the right thing. I can care less about how cool they are or are not. For me, anyway, it's that easy. During the pandemic, she came under intense scrutiny after it was revealed that she went to a dance club after being exposed to someone with COVID-19. She didn't seem to care. That Saturday night, her Secretary of State called her, the news that Foreign Affairs Minister Pekka Haavisto tested positive for COVID-19. Prime Minister proceeded to leave her government phone at home as she hit the town. Why would you leave it home? You don't have, as Prime Minister, you don't have personal time. Think about it. You're at the will of the people. You're at the whim of the people. Whatever you want to call it. The Marin was with her husband, went to dinner, saw friends, spent time in the evening nightlife as well. It wasn't until the next day that Marin realized she had received additional instructions on her work phone to avoid contact with other people and get tested. She said, I should have used better consideration on Saturday night. I'm really sorry. I was starting to hear that. That's amazing, right? I mean, really. These are supposed to be adults. These are supposed to be people we can trust. They're supposed to be people we can trust to make the right decisions for us. And yet we seem to believe the younger, the smarter. It was never that way before. And don't give me that stuff that our founding fathers, you know, think about how young they were. You know what? They spoke Latin. They had an education that was even close. Our kids who graduate college today don't have the same level of education that our founding fathers who graduated from the 12th grade, for God's sakes, had. So don't give me that garbage. It's just amazing. Anyway, I just find this stuff interesting to no end. Also, I don't know if you know this. A plant-based woke heathen might be responsible for a Bible ban. it just never stops, right? The Bible's been banned or removed from classrooms and libraries at that Keller Independent School District. We talked about that earlier. Happened in Texas. Where some of you would say, it never happened here. Well, guess what? It did. They also removed a novel about Anne Frank, along with 40 other books. Now, some godless heathen, plant-eating, probably from Austin, complained about the book. No, not Boston, Austin. The school district says, well, the Bible's not really banned, it's just under review. Yeah, we've heard this before. Well, if that's the case, you know, you can recommend the school board to me take a hard look at the book on John chapter 3, verse 16, right? In 2019, Todd Starnes wrote a book. You should grab a copy of it if you can. Culture Jihad is what it's called. How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. It's funny how some of us had some input and insight and were made fun of. I wrote one in 2016. Some of the things that they were doing and how much sense they didn't make and what were you going to do about it? He predicted one day in the near future those who have declared war on our culture and traditions would also take a shot at banning the Bible. I guess he was right. And he wasn't the only ones right. Many of us said that this is the road they were going to go down. They have to. Look, they got to break up the family. They're going to break up religion. They're going to make sure that you only believe in them. They have to make sure that the only thing you believe to be truth is everything that they're telling you. Otherwise, you've got a God. You've got somebody that has that's more important than they are, that is bigger than they are. Right? Anyway, it'll never stop until we decide to step up and make it stop. Until we decide to step up and say something. And a lot of people aren't. And remember, I said to you, I said that basically, that at some point in time, I think I was talking about this earlier, that at some point in time, you'd start to get some cracks in the dam. People wouldn't be able to take this. A former FBI special agent has spoken up about whether the DOJ or FBI was pushing to execute a warrant for Trump's raid. And notice the FBI agent called it a raid. You know, the left wants you to stop calling it a raid. So, a former FBI special agent, Maureen O'Connor, explained that the Department of Justice was trying to push the FBI to execute the warrant for the Trump raid on Thursday. Right? I mean, she says, sometimes I think it's just a real good idea to sit back, let the chips fall. She said, but when I look at the totality of the situation, I really think we talk about the spirited conversations going on for a couple of weeks. And they have been planning this out. They have been pushing this out. They've been trying to figure out how to make it happen. She goes on to say, it seems to me that the DOJ is heavy in this situation. That they were trying to push the FBI to do this. They were trying to push the Bureau to really, really hit the situation hard. And her guess is that it would be the Bureau that was against the DOJ in particular. Because when you consider which entity has more to lose, the FBI does in this situation. As, frankly, as well they should. So I'm your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge in Florida said he would likely make public at least part of an affidavit detailing the evidence that led the FBI to search former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home last week, despite concerns from a Justice Department official about revealing sensitive national security information. Attorney for the media organization suing to have the information revealed, Deanna Shulman, says the judge will protect the identity of confidential informants.
It is very common in these situations that information that would lead to the disclosure of their identity is kept secret.
Another four buses of illegal immigrants have arrived in New York City, bringing the total to 15 in just the past 2 weeks. Both cities have asked the federal government for money to help deal with the illegal immigrants. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Well, I'm back. Someone's here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. You know, I love to do the college stories as well. It's a lot of fun. And I say it's a lot of fun because when you think about it, some of the craziest things are still happening on campus. So people think a lot of these colleges are still closed, or they're not as active as they used to be. So, when you look at this, you need to figure out and know what's going on, because I'll tell you what. If you don't, there are things your kids are going to be subjected to that you have no idea. Right? Now, let's hit some of these, because some of these stories are really good, and you really need to find out more about, okay? Parents are really fighting back for their rights. We're seeing it happen all over the place. And it's about time. It's about time you figured out what was going on. It's about time you took the time. I'm sorry, it's not new. You know your kids were going to school for decades. But you got lulled into a false sense of security. And look what happened. Look at what you found out about during distance learning. Now, Campus Reform is reporting that Alexa Schwerha spoke with Moms for Liberty Director of Hispanic Outreach, Catalina Stubb, about parental rights and how they'll influence the election in 2022. She said, it's not a politician who decides over my kids. It's not the government that gives me the rights, she said. We should restore the power to the parents. We're the ones that should make the decisions for our kids. We're the ones that should decide what our kids are ready to see and not see. You know, it's funny, sitting in the education world, I constantly hear about how all kids don't learn the same. We need different things for different kids. But, yeah, when it comes to sex education, every one of them is exactly alike. You ever notice that? Every one of them is ready for this in, what, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade? Every one of them is ready for this to understand the difference in genders in third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade. Right? This is nuts. Anyway, parental rights became the focus in 2021 in the governor's race in Virginia. After Democrat nominee Terry McAuliffe said in a debate that parents should not be telling schools what they should teach. Now, according to Stube, parents must fight in the polls to spare the next generation. You know what? This is where you have to stop the Democrat-Republican thing and decide who's doing the right thing for your kids. Were you Democrat? Were you Republican? No. One parent says, no, I'm a parent defending freedom, defending my kids. What's that got to do with politics? We need to restore their education and academics, but to restore their morals also, because they've been manipulated for so long. But we've allowed that as parents. So you guys need to pay attention. You need to wake up. You need to find out what's going on. All of the parents get united. We are fighting back. Stu discussed a lack of trust brewing in parental circles that have resulted in homeschooling or private school options. However, she described these choices as short-term solutions. What we're trying to do is hold accountable the people in government who don't want transparency in education, she said. We're just trying to let the kids be kids to keep the innocent. You know, we stopped letting kids be kids decades ago. Have you seen what they've been subjected to on television? No, in all sincerity, you sit your kids down in front of some stuff. If you actually sat and watched it with a child's mindset, you'd be floored at what you're letting them watch. Moms for Liberty is a nonprofit organization. They're focused on fighting for the survival of America by unifying education, empowering parents, by giving them the info they need. Right? And frankly, again, I just want to keep saying, you need to be all over this stuff with your kids. You need to understand what's going on with them. Otherwise, who else is going to fight for them? Somebody just sent me this article, which I think is great. How many here knew that Stacey Abrams, she was pro-life before she went to college? Proof that pro-college will just dumb down your mind, teach you how bad things are. We'll teach you bad things, period. You send your kids off to schools there, and you wonder why they come back indoctrinated into some of these things. So, she was the article says she was a gubernatorial candidate. However, according to her, she's still the governor. She had an interview on CNN with Dana Bash on August 7th. She said she was pro-life until she went to college. She credited her college experience, ready for this, take a listen. She credited her college experience with flipping her stance on abortion. She said she began to reposition her beliefs after having conversations with a friend who used faith to ground her pro-abortion argument. I love this. This is great. She said, I thought about my faith a great deal. In fact, I was anti-abortion until I went to college. And there was a friend who shared my faith values. So she had them to begin with. Got it. All right. But we started having conversations about what reproductive care and abortion care really is. Abram said that on the State of the Union. And when I talk about that, I was an experience that I had because I was able to give me a different perspective. So she was able to give you a non-biblical perspective, and you were so rooted in your faith that you went in a different direction. Got it. Okay. See, the discussions prompted her to consider the role government plays in regulating abortions, which really is none. Right? She now uses that as a policy feature for her political campaigns. Now, in her second run for governor, she's vowed to push numerous pro-abortion policies, including defunding crisis pregnancy centers. Think about that. So unless you are a pro-abortion, only abortion, this is how sick these people are, they won't fund you. Okay? Why? If they're truly for a woman's right, see, they don't mean they're for a woman's right to choose. They don't mean they're for reproductive health rights. What they mean, and they should say it properly, is, "Und you will do what we tell you to do, or else." That's what they mean. You will be pro-abortion, or you will be chastised. We will break you financially. How is that pro-choice? So if I want to go to a pregnancy center as opposed to a Planned Parenthood who only makes their money one way, how does that give me a right to choose? If I choose to have the baby and want some help from the state and they won't help me, how is that my right to choose? How is that wanting to help all women? This is about a woman's right to control her body, she said. Not for me, as a matter of faith. It means I don't impose those value systems on others. Why? If you have a faith, if your faith is a Christian, a Judeo-Christian biblical faith, then you don't have control of your body either. Read the Bible. God has control of your body. God decides. You do the things He tells you to do. You can't put any food into your body. You have control of your body? Well, I mean, I can be as ridiculous as they can if you want. You know, eat McDonald's cheeseburgers for the rest of your life. Let's see how long that rest of your life is. Decide that you don't need a vegetable or nutrients. Let's see how long you control your body. Right? I don't know. She said, as a matter of faith, it means I don't impose my value systems on others. Not what the Bible tells you. Over and over and over and over again, the Bible tells you to compel people to do certain things. Right? That doesn't mean you beat it into them. But it's funny how it's okay to allow a woman. We shouldn't control a woman's body. But look at how the play on words is. Let's show you what she means by that. She doesn't mean that at all. What if the woman wants to have the baby? She wants to go to the crisis pregnancy center for help. You won't help her. So you are controlling her body. You are controlling her if that's her only option. It's a lie. Show me senior host. Be back in a few minutes.
Trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best interest. Entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com.
Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe is your host, always a pleasure. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's really that simple. Just be part of the solution. Right? And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. As I always say, part of the solution. And you got to be involved. You have to be involved. Really that simple. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I got so much going on here, right? I got so much happening, and you guys keep sending me more stories. You realize this is like the last segment of the show. And if that's the case, I can't jump like that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's see, what do we got going? What do we got going on here? Oh, I know what it was. There we go. We're talking about Stacey Abrams. I'm already trying to push that. I'm already trying to push that out of my mind. Because I love these people who claim that they have faith, that they're reading out of the same Bible I'm reading out of, and yet somehow they are pro-abortion. Now, she doesn't say that her friend showed her scripture. I know you guys, you want to get too religious, but I don't really care. She doesn't say that somebody showed her scripture in the Bible, showed her what God said. No, she said she reasoned with a friend of hers. She spoke with a friend of hers. And what I love about this is great, is because remember what did Eve do in Genesis? She reasoned with the devil. She had a conversation with him. He confused her. It's just amazing. Anyway, she attended Spelman College in Atlanta for her undergrad degree. She went on to complete her master's degree at the University of Texas in Austin. And she earned her JD from Yale Law School. So, you know, you have to understand that if you look at these stories, the stories I've been doing over the last decade or so, you realize that the push on college campuses is not for pro-life, not for other options, not to look at things a little differently. No, my friends, it's not it at all. What they want you to do, it's all about abortion. And that's it. Nothing else matters to them. Because if it's not about abortion, well, I guess Planned Parenthood don't make any money, do they? But again, like I said, the biggest thing that bothers me is the fact that she can actually sit there and try to tell me that this somehow, I don't know how, it's scripturally based. How? I want to know how she does that with a straight face. That's my biggest thing. How does she do that and believe, and without pulling up scripture, without talking about that kind of thing, she just says, yep. She learned from her friend who gave her no scripture and just reasoned with her what was going on. I love it. I just think it's hilarious. I'm sorry, but I do. So, Campus Reform has reported on a slew of reactions. You know, and again, go check them out, campusreform.org. From university professors that alleged that women would die because of the decision. They label abortion bans racist and condemn Supreme Court justices. You know, the funny thing about it is, again, the majority of abortions being performed are in black communities. I'm sorry, who's racist? Killing black babies? Who's racist? Encouraging the killing of black babies? Who would admit, well, where's the racist going there? Pro-life students are often subjected to harassment, censorship, vandalism. They're beat up. Their presentations are destroyed. And a recent surveys have found that there's a correlation between higher education and students supporting liberal politics. Gee, I wonder why. A YouGov America poll found that 47% of Americans believe that college contributes to the making students more liberal. No kidding. I mean, why only 47%? That should be about 85% if they're paying attention. Look, a recent survey showed that liberal faculty at Harvard, conservatives were outnumbered 82-1. Why? Harvard was a religious school. It was a Christian school. But Harvard's, one of the things that Harvard was put together for was what? Anybody know? To raise up preachers. Really? I guess we became more enlightened. This reflects, you know, again, in 2022, another poll done at Harvard, the number of students who identified as conservative decreased by 33%. The number of students identified as liberal, however, rose by the same percent. Now, whether that means, because I don't buy the total number, whether that means that some of these kids have identified as liberal because it's a cool thing to do, I can't tell you how many campus things that Campus Reform has done where solid Republicans / conservative kids will say that they're not anymore, that they're liberal. And they'll tell you, I give the liberal answers, I do the liberal bent because I don't need the aggravation. I need to pass this class. Isn't that sad? That academia has used their position to force down their throat. Not give them a choice, do they? Now, campus reform has also conducted independent research. They detail the fact that university employees donate to Democrat politician candidates at a much higher rate than they do Republicans. Of all funds donated to federal candidates, right, by employees at Abrams' alma mater, the Spelman College, 100% of them funded Democrat candidates, 100%. Not one employee gave to a conservative cause, not one. And I just don't buy. I don't buy for a second that these people don't believe in conservative causes. What I do buy is that they're so beaten, verbally abused, that they just don't open their mouths. They just don't do it. They find out, because they know you can look and find out. They know people are doxxed on a regular basis. We don't do that. Right? We just don't do that. So when do we start engaging? When do we start being the force to reckon with? No, really. When do you do that? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. We've done this a million times already. Right? Let's do this one. I don't want to get into that one. Now, pro-life groups had planned a lot for the post-Roe America. When you think about the work that they've had to do, they're invigorated by the overturning of Roe versus Wade. Pro-life students are returning to campus this fall with a refined mission to help expecting mothers in their communities. Now, pro-life campus leaders in states implementing abortion bans told Campus Reform that their focus would narrow to helping women in their communities access pregnant and parenting resources. Students for Life in Arizona, at the State University, they told Campus Reform that while helping pregnant women have always been the goal, the chapter plans to shift focus from advocacy to action. Well, good. This year, we're going to focus on emphasizing the many resources available to help women during their unexpected pregnancies. Now that bans are happening in many states, including AZ, we will still shift our kids, our focus, to educating people on what better options there are for women, in addition to providing support for those students who do get pregnant unexpectedly. That's what these crisis pregnancy centers are for. What the Dems want you to do is not go to a crisis pregnancy center. They want you to go to a Planned Parenthood and get rid of your problem. Make life easier for you. They don't care what the future effect. They don't care about any of that stuff. Now, Nicole Martin is the president and co-founder of Grand Canyon University, Arizona Students for Life. Now, she said that they're going to turn, or they're going to flip the chapter, or transform it, if you would, from a club into a ministry for expecting parents. Right? They're eager to help. After a young girl gets pregnant, they want to be there for her. They want to be there to help out. They want to be there to make sure that if that girl wants to continue on with that pregnancy, she's got support. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, and why isn't that truly what happens? Shouldn't we be supporting a true woman's right to choose in any direction they go in? Or only when it's their direction? Had to ask. Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. Once you're back here with us tomorrow, check out the website, joemazzini.com, to find out who, what, where, when, and how. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.